Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. Rich Galen is our guest. Rich is of the Republican persuasion, and he's a political operative extraordinaire. He's a member of our Brain Trust, the author of and the columnist, the writer, the publisher, and the chief accountant over at Mullings.com. And he's here at this moment to help me celebrate the life of Jack Kemp. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be with you.
It's good to have you here, and this is a celebration. Rich, I want to make sure we're not muddling about this. I want to make sure that we celebrate Jack Kemp's life. Folks, we lost Jack Kemp over the weekend, if you didn't know that, and we lost a great leader. And frankly, small business lost a champion. Jack was a leader in everything that he did. He was an NFL quarterback, an unlikely one who had great success. He was a successful congressman. He was a member of President Reagan's cabinet. He was a vice presidential candidate and a Republican Party thought leader. But Rich, as you said recently in one of your columns, you know, he wasn't just a believer in the free market system. You called him a zealot.
Oh, he was the world's chief proselytizer about the free market system. But more even than the free market system, Jim, he was a passionate adherent of not just a rising tide lifts all boats, but you had to teach people how to build a boat so they could catch the tide. And that's something that I'm afraid we've lost since Jack Kemp started declining. And now that he's not there, the Republican Party especially is now, I think, finds itself trapped in an ideology that I'm not sure Jack would have found terribly attractive.
Well, and one of the things that I admired about Jack myself, Rich, was that you know, he won the hearts of people who agreed with him, but he won the absolute respect of those who didn't agree with him.
You know, because he was...
And what
was
better could be said of any of us, Rich?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, all of the tributes that I know you and I both read and probably most of our listeners read over the weekend, one of the best was, of all people, a guy named Adam Clymer, who used to be the Washington bureau chief for the New York Times and who happens to be a friend of mine. He wrote about a 2,000-word obituary, and I really recommend that to anybody who hasn't read it, because he really did capture the nature of the guy. What I wrote was that when Jack walked into a room, he just didn't light up the room. He took over the room. It didn't matter how big or small the room was. He had a personality to match his ideas and his intellect was really big.
And by the way, there's an outstanding piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, a large section of their op-ed page, one of their op-ed pages, where they have a bunch of his quotes, maybe 10 or 12 of his quotes. You know, Rich, Jack was no... He was no right-wing ideologue. I mean, sometimes he was called a bleeding-heart conservative or a bleeding-heart Republican. One of the things that I thought about him was that you know, he believed in government enough to know that government could help people, but he didn't want government to make slaves or victims or hand out addicts of people.
Yeah, that's what I meant earlier when I said he understood that you had to teach people how to build the boat so they could catch the rising tide. And when he was over at the Department of Housing and Urban Development, he introduced, and not only introduced, but forced through, again, through sheer force of personality through the Congress, the whole notion of enterprise zones, where in the poorest areas of this country, they got tax breaks to be able to function, to make things so that they became small business entrepreneurs, even though they might not, a lot of those folks might not have recognized what they were even doing until they kind of woke up one morning and said, whoa, I've got a business here, and now I got to hire people.
America.
And it was really, he really did have an astonishing life.
America is a better place because we had Jack Kemp, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, Rich, One of the things that I have wondered is why he wasn't more of a force in the Republican Party in the last 20 years, and I actually wonder if that isn't an indictment of the Republican Party.
It's hard to tell why these things are. I've said for a long time that Jack Kemp had a ceiling of support of about 18%, that whatever he did in terms of politics, that he sort of got stuck at that point. I think for part of it, and this isn't just Republicans, I think this is party faithful on both sides, that he didn't toe the ideological line enough to really attract the broad support. And you see that on both Republican and Democratic sides. And I just think that for a lot of what he was talking about, people, their eyes glazed over. They didn't want to think that hard.
I think you may be right. America's lost a great leader. Intellectual honesty has lost a valiant debater. Free market capitalism has lost a vociferous voice. Reason has lost an irreplaceable advocate, and the energy planet level of the planet has dropped now that Jack Kemp has passed. We'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.